That's when good neighbors become good.
It's one of the most iconic TV themes, and the show circulated on TV screens around the world. But after more than 37 years, Neighbours has come to an end. Final scenes have been shot ahead of the last ever episode due to be screened this August. Now, Neighbours has built up a large fan base in its homeland of Australia, but also around the world, including the UK. I was lucky enough to be invited onto the set in Melbourne to see the cast and crew filming the last few episodes. I caught up with Neighbours stalwart Alan Fletcher, aka Dr. Cole Kennedy. The first thing we talked about was how the last 2 years of the pandemic has affected the show's filming and production.
Neighbours was the first show to come back in the world out of COVID. In fact, Neighbours production had production companies from right around the world getting in contact saying, how are you doing it? How are you doing it? You know, because they were set the model. And Australia actually quite, because Australia had closed borders, it became quite a go-to destination for American film. So, in fact, we ended up in a situation where there was a shortage of freelance film crews, and there's quite a lot of pressure on the crewing of films at the moment. So, ironically, there was quite a lot of work running around. Obviously, the COVID protocols made it really, really tough. It was very, very strict. A lot of productions actually shot in, like, their own mini lockdowns. So, very clever to get through. We've been quite blessed from that point of view. Obviously, you know, from an acting point of view, there's a lot of actors out there and not many jobs, but that's always been that way.
After a walk around the Neighbours set and embracing the iconic Harold's Cafe, Lasseter's, and so many odd set rarely seen on screen these days, I sat down with Alan and asked him where his journey with Neighbours started.
I turned up in 1994, although that's not true, actually. I first came in 1987 as a mechanic for 3 weeks. Greg Cooper was my name. And they did invite me to come back for a year after that, and I turned them down to do theatre. And came back 7 years later as Dr. Carl. And, you know, as I say, yearly contracts, but almost 28 years later, here I am still.
Had you previously worked with any of the cast, you know, present or in the past, previously to Neighbours?
Many times. Seven Dennis was a great pal of mine. Jackie Woodburn I've worked with, of course, in the past. Who plays Susan Kennedy. She was one of my dearest friends. I was blessed to have her come on board. Anne Haddie, who, you know, Helen Daniels I knew very well. Alan Dale I knew very well. So there's quite a few actors who were on Neighbours. In fact, Mark Little, there were many of them, in fact, that I'd known through the biz doing other stuff. So it's a little bit like old home week, really. But, of course, you also get to meet lots of fantastic new young actors who you watch become huge stars.
Now, like all soap dramas, it's about the storylines. And Neighbours has had some explosive ones over the years.
Probably the most memorable storyline, I think, is the big affair with Sarah, because it was 1997. We'd only just joined the show. The ratings were dropping off a bit for Neighbours. There was talk of that. And so they came up with this idea that Carl's has an affair, the perfect Kennedy family gets split apart. It was a huge story at the time. It was massive. It got a lot of reaction, and it got a lot of people watching the show again. So that was probably the biggest storyline. My favourite, though, was episode 7000. And I encourage anyone who likes to laugh to watch this, because it's when I lose my scratchy ticket worth $7,000. And through a process that's too long to explain now, I find it stuck to Tony's backside in his house after I've nude it up to go to his naturalist lunch. Mad. Absolutely mad. Gorgeous.
Earlier this year, the show's producers announced that the UK broadcaster Channel 5 would be dropping the Australian soap from its lineup. The loss of Channel 5 being the show's key partner unfortunately confirmed the show would be axed altogether, including Network 10 in Australia. As Alan tells me, he'd prepared himself for the bad news.
We were aware that negotiations were taking place as to continuing the show, so because I've been here so long, and I'm always on one yearly contracts, then you just accept the fact that negotiations can sometimes not happen. So you steel yourself for that. So when I got the phone call to say, look, we're not continuing on, I sort of thought, okay, that's fine. I kind of, you know, I had prepared myself for that. But it's later on it sinks in, and you sort of think, hang on, there's millions of people love this show. And quite, as I found out, they're gutted.
But as Alan explains, it's the tough reality of showbiz.
We're talking hundreds of people. Hundreds of people will, once this show finishes up, there'll be hundreds of people who won't be out of work, which is obviously very, very sad. But, you know, that's just the tough reality of the biz, and that's the way it works. As I say, our biggest reaction is more to do with how the fans feel about it and how much they're going to miss the show.
Neighbours has built up a huge fan base right across the world, especially in Britain. And as Alan explains, he was shocked when he arrived in the UK.
Well, it did. I had no concept of how big it was in the UK until I actually went over to do Panto in 99. I went to Clendenno and I was in a state of shock. I had no idea that it was this popular. And but had a fantastic time, of course. And that's after that, I started to visit the UK almost every year. It's like a second home to me now. And we're blessed for that. You know, we really are blessed to have a show that's so popular all around the world. Belgium is a fantastic place to visit because of Neighbours and Holland. I mean, it was a lot of fun touring around Iceland and sitting in petrol stations watching episodes of Neighbours being dubbed as well, which is fascinating. Grana, les avantovins capsana.
So obviously we're here on set. It's seen many changes over the years. I mean, has it always been here from its natural start on this lot, or is it just from the street and then other studios?
Well, originally, of course, Channel 7, the other network, had it, and they ran it for about, I don't know, 6 months or something, and then dumped the show. Yeah. And it was off air for a bit until Channel 10 picked it up. So Channel 10 bought whatever was left of sets, there wasn't much apparently, and brought it here. And of course, it's lived here ever since. But when it first came here, it was fairly modest. We used to shoot in Ramsay Street. We used the backyards there, and we used to go everywhere for locations, and just became, with the budgets got more constrained, we had to start staying closer to home. So they started building everything here on the lot. So the Lasseter's camp complex was expanded. All the backyards were constructed here. Quite extraordinary stuff, actually. I mean, every doorway in the building was an entrance into something. So, yeah, it's been greatly utilised, the building. But, of course, at the same time, it's been encroached upon by houses and slowly sort of choked in a way as well. So what used to be paddocks and almost a rural setting when it was first built back in the 60s has now become, you know, a modern suburb.
The actual physical, the real Ramsay Street, although that's not its real name, how often is that used for filming these days?
I think we're there about a day and a half a week. Yeah, it's always been a bit of a staple. Of course, it now has always had to have, for a long time now, had 24-hour security on it and so forth. People used to love going down there and doing a bit of a souvenir spin out in their cars. But yeah, it's quite extraordinary to think that originally, you know, when they first made the show, to think the people who lived there got a knock on the door from a television company saying, hey, do you mind if we film in your street? It'll probably only be for a year or two. And, you know, of course, 37 years later, it's still being filmed there.
Channel 5 has confirmed the final episode of Neighbours will air in the UK on the 1st of August. Filming of the final scenes has now been wrapped up.
The last few episodes are going to be amazing to watch. I encourage everyone to please don't miss them because, you know, if you've loved Neighbours in the past, you'll love this even more. And if you stopped watching Neighbours, this is the time to come back and go, okay, let me just catch up with the show. I think people get a bit of a shock too, because what used to be a kind of a bit funny, you know, sets used to wobble a bit, people used to talk about that, it's now incredibly high quality drama program, beautifully shot. So I think people will be surprised when they come back and look at it.
Mm. Yeah, you were telling me about some of the special effects that we got Lasseter's. You know, it's a single story, but they're using CGI for that.
Yeah, there's many, many occasions now where CGI and things like that are used, particularly massive big events like fires and so forth and so on. I mean, that's the norm in film and TV, but not for shows like ours. And you know, they've really stepped it up in terms of production. It's very, very high quality.
Finally, any messages for those fans back in the UK?
Well, all I really want to say to people is thank you so, so much for 37 years of dedication to the show. It's a huge part of our life, interacting with fans, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you. We love you, and I hope to catch up with as many of you as I possibly can this year and next. And, let's look to a future where we can still maintain contact with each other and have a bit of a smile about how much we love Neighbours into the future. It's a great pleasure, Sean.